little quiz for you, speaking of dating and relationships.
Okay.
Here's the scenario. All right. You are single.
Mm-hmm.
You meet a girl at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Totally hit it off. You spend all night like just talking and she's flirting and she's doing that whole thing where she touches your elbow when she talks to you and she's flipping her hair and like touching your face and you're like, oh yeah, this chick is totally into me. You wind up going back to her place. You spend the night, wild sex. It's phenomenal. You wake up in the morning. You're like, hey, do you want to get brunch or when can I see you again? And she's like, look, I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
So she just basically cheated on her boyfriend with you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Thanks. Have a nice life. You want to do this again? Give me a call. Yeah, that's perfect. That's great for me. That means okay, I'm not held down by anything. No, we just met. I got some. Hell yeah. What do I care? You have no morals, so I could care less. It's not like I'm going to marry you. I'm just in it for the hookup.
Right. And I think that's what most guys would think. Like, she's hot. I got laid. That was awesome. One night stand later, like, your relationship is not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people would think that. Well, one guy actually felt kind of guilty about it because not only did she just cheat on her boyfriend, but he was the guy she cheated with, unbeknownst to him. Mm-hmm. And he got on TikTok and he was basically saying, like, if she would have told me ahead of time she was in a relationship, I would have never hooked up with her. But now that he was sort of in this scenario, here's what he did. He wrote a note.
Oh, no.
And the note said,
oh, no.
This chick just told me she has a boyfriend the morning after. Sorry to tell you like this, but I'd want to know if I were you. Sorry, bro. Okay. Very considerate letter. You know, the reason he wrote it, you know, is because he felt guilty, thought it was the right thing to do. And he wanted to find a way to leave this note for the guy so that the woman wouldn't find it. Guess where he left the note?
In his sock drawer.
Better. Under the toilet seat.
Oh, really?
So when you pick up the toilet seat to pee, there's a note there.
Oh, it's a great
place
to put it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yep. That's great.
Yep. Yeah, the whole thing's on TikTok.
What a douchebag, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Seriously, you're going to get hit. I have to beat you up now. You slept with my woman. I have to beat you up. I have to break your nose. Sorry.
No, it's not his fault. He didn't know. She's the one.
Sorry. Can't hit her.
Excuse me. He did not know that she was in a relationship. She never said that she had a boyfriend.
Okay. Still going to break your nose. Not going to hit her. Sorry.
You can't break his nose. It's not his fault.
I'm going to break every guy's nose that I see within 5 miles of my apartment. No, that's such a douchebag move. Dude, just wash your hands and leave. Just go, thanks. If you want to do this again, let me know. Don't go through all that trouble. You need to get your nose broke.
He doesn't need to get his nose broke because he didn't do anything wrong. If anything, he was on the guy's side. He thought about how the guy would feel and how he'd feel if he was in that scenario. Listen, I got to tell you, people have to be accountable for their actions. And these days, the fact that everybody has a phone and a TikTok and all that kind of stuff, you can't get away with that kind of shit. You can't get away with it anymore. Like, that's the kind of thing we could have gotten away with before social media and before cell phones. We could very easily have just, you know, done it, hope somebody didn't post it about it on MySpace, but nothing on MySpace went viral because where was it to go viral? You know what I mean? It was like MySpace was like the only game in town.
No, you just hope that somebody didn't know her that worked with her and saw you two together. That's what you worried about. But,
right.
But no, I mean, I'm sorry. We're going to have to fight. And I'm going to apologize after I break your nose, but it's going to happen. And as a guy, you should know just to take it and say, yeah. Yeah, you get one free shot, dude.
You know what, though? If you're the kind of guy who gets cheated on, the guy that gets cheated with could probably break your nose.
That's fine.
You're probably kind of a pussy.
Yeah, that's fine. No, the guy that writes the note, that guy is the pussy that's going to get his nose broke. Trust me. I'm not. If the guy leaves me a note, game on. Because I know you're a little pussy.
No, I think he thought that she should feel some consequences to what she did. He was probably pissed also.
You got off? What do you care?
No, because that's not what it's about for everybody. Not everyone's like you, Anthony. It's not just about getting off. Maybe he was like thinking this could be, maybe he hasn't had a relationship for years.
It's a one-night stand.
But maybe that's not what he was looking for. And she kind of cornered him into it because there is no chance for a second time because she's in a relationship, which she should have disclosed from the beginning.
No,
she's the pussy. She's the one who did the wrong thing here. I'm glad that she has some consequences. You can't do that to people. Break up with your boyfriend and go for other people.
Yeah, I understand that. But once it happened, it happened. I got to hit you. I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize to you before and after. Dude, I know this is going to hurt, but you know what I got to do.
No, you're going to get your ass kicked is what's going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. Trust me. Now I'm hitting you with a chair. I'm not hitting you with my fist. I'm picking up anything around me and hitting you with it. I don't fight fair. I've never fought fair in my life.
No, he's the victim because he was the one that was taken by this girl.